Argument, Malisi versus Ashcroft, Mr. Berman again.
May it please the court, Judge Posner, Judge Easterbrook, and Judge Kahn. My name is Stephen Berman, and I represent the petitioner, Edmund Malisi. Good morning to the counsel for the Office of Immigration Litigation as well. This matter comes before the court on an appeal from a denied motion to reopen, and in absentia proceedings.
This time, the government has argued forfeiture.
Yes, they have, Your Honor.
Is there any response to the argument that essentially everything in your brief was never presented to either the immigration judge or the BIA?
Yes, sir. Our argument in our brief in this appeal is the same as the argument made to the Immigration Court and the Board of Immigration Appeals. Our argument in this petition for review is that the board and the immigration court are supposed to look at the totality of the circumstances.
Do we have your brief in the BIA in the record?
It should be in the certified administrative record, Your Honor. I didn't do the brief, but I am familiar with it. The argument before in the motion to reopen itself and in the brief on appeal is that the court ought to look to the totality of the circumstances and not be limited to whether there's evidence that Jonathan was at a medical service that particular day, the child. That was the argument before the immigration court and on appeal and before this court. We may have raised other factual matters which are included in the totality of the circumstances, including procedural facts with which the immigration court was well aware. That's what totality of the circumstances we contend means. So we believe that it's not a new argument that was not waived, Your Honor. At issue is whether, considering the totality of the, well, first, whether that's the test. Do you look to the totality of the circumstances to determine whether the alien missing the hearing was justified? And that is the test, in fact. That was what this court, first of all, that's what this court held in Shootery, which we cite in the brief, and that's what the board itself held in a matter of WF, in which the immigration court itself also cites. And that's what's included in the official congressional records in creating the provisions for in absentia orders, that the court's supposed to look to the totality of the circumstances and is not supposed to be myopic and is not supposed to look just to one fact. Can you prove you were in the hospital that day? That's not the only fact that needs to be considered. There may be other facts that need to be considered. And those facts in this case include the procedural facts of the case. So, taking a step back, why is there a law that lets the court order someone deported in absentia? Because Congress identified, and I'm already into my rebuttal time, people would miss their hearings and avoid deportation and profit by their delay. That's clearly not the case here. The petitioner put himself in proceedings not once but twice. He was not running away from court, he was getting himself into court. It was the exact opposite. If I may, is it possible to reserve for rebuttal?
Yeah.
Thanks, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Byrne. Mr. Nazaroff?
May it please the court, Ari Nazaroff, representing the U.S. government. This case is about insufficient proof. The law requires that an alien show up for their hearing, and the law says that if you do not appear, then you must show exceptional circumstances. In this case, the record of appeal does not show the petitioner's son's condition was the cause of him not attending the October hearing. Petitioner, earlier this morning...
I understood his brief on appeal to be making a very different argument, which was that whether or not his son's illness was the cause, he just didn't have to attend the hearing, which he calls a scheduling hearing. And that's the argument that you say is forfeited, never presented below. And Mr. Berman just said that it was presented below, that everything in his brief on appeal was presented to the BIA. How are we going to resolve this conflict?
Well, it is the government's position that his brief to the board is on pages 5 through 9 of the record on appeal.
It's in 5 to 9 of our administrative, of the certified record?
That's correct, Your Honor. And It is our position that he did not present that to the board, the hearing argument he's presenting here this morning, so it falls under the exhaustion doctrine. However, that argument is going to fail, should fail anyway, because a master's hearing is just not a routine hearing. At that hearing, that hearing defines what the alien is going to seek. It takes pleadings on notice to appear. It defines issues that are going to be addressed at the merits hearing. It determines whether the alien is going to address removability. Further, Congress does not make a distinction between the master's and the merits hearings in the Act. Therefore, our petitioner's argument must fail on that basis. Finally, to address the petitioner's totality of circumstances argument, the decision is not contrary to totality of circumstances. The immigration judge and the board considered the totality of the circumstances. However, this case is about nexus, and the petitioner in this case failed to carry his burden and show exceptional circumstances. The immigration judge did not abuse his discretion, and his petition for review should be dismissed.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nazareth.
Thank you.
Mr. Berman, how much time? You have a couple of minutes.
Let's get up here. Your Honor, I'm looking at page 8 of the certified administrative record. And there at the top, it cites a matter of WF, which we just mentioned, which gives the totality of the circumstances test. And it goes on to mention that the impact on the respondent and his family is also to be considered, whether or not there's evidence that the child was ill that day, essentially, is what it comes down to. It was raised there. It was raised in the motion to reopen. Your Honors might not be impressed by the argument, but it was raised below. We do urge the court that, considering the government's argument, this is basically this, if we may, getting into my way into the rebuttal time. The government's argument is, even if we know a person's for sure going to be persecuted, and even if he's got a home situation that would make it extremely difficult for him to come to the hearing, and even if the hearing is just to schedule another hearing and he's not even going to participate, it all doesn't matter. You don't have to look to anything else. But we would urge the court that we shouldn't read the regulations. As Choudhury said, we don't have to read the regulations in such a myopic manner, and we should consider the other circumstances in the case.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Berman.
Thanks, Your Honor.
Thank you to both counsel. And the court will be in recess.